took care of in the last parak, we took care of Avos. That's behind us already. So, let's take care of. In the last two parakim, in the last parak, we saw about the Indian of Tikkun of Yisoy the Offer. The lowest Yisoy, the lowest level Yisoy that a person is composed of is the Yisoy the Offer. The Yisoy the Offer brings a schlepping down. Schlepping down is laziness, schlepping down is depression. Schlepping down means that everything's going slow. And we saw last week that the Iker Avoida is that A, to summarize, a person has to understand that his Etzem Mahus is Ruchnius. That's the Havana part of it. And the practical part of it we talked about last week is the Gedula, that a person has to use the Kedah that he has to break through and create some sort of Pesach, where in that Pesach he can break through the Atzmos and then he can spread it afterwards and build a Binyan on it. We're now going on to the next Prokim, to Yisoid HaMayim. The next element that a person is composed of, which is a little bit less Megushimdik than the Yisoid HaOfer, is Yisoid HaMayim. Yisoid HaMayim is Tivus. All Gashmiistic Meshichas are from Yisoid HaMayim, is from the element that a person is created from Mayim. Kol Echol at the Perek Revi, page Kufayin He. Kol Echol Margish as a Hechrich Lizgaber ala Atzma Tivus. Everybody feels the necessity to be misgaber, to overcome his natural laziness. Again, why is our laziness natural? So, our laziness, our natural mitzias is laziness because of the Yisoy the Offer. Ki Acheres, that everybody understands, because without overcoming your natural laziness, Blaiki Tochim Kol Avayta. That everybody understands, that if you don't get out of bed, you're not davening with a minion. Tafilu kiyam mitzvahs ikoriyas nivgam. And if a person doesn't overcome apples in some level, even ikur mitzvahs are nivgam, get ruined. That everybody understands. And that's why that level of Yisoy to offer, the tikkun of Yisoy to offer, everybody has a shaykhus. Ach, but, as a hechach l'mayis patanugi haguf, but the necessity to despise bodily pleasures, einenu margishin, we don't feel, umakim, we don't recognize it. That's already something that we don't feel the necessity of it. We don't see it. That means a person understands that if he doesn't get out of bed, to go back to my lulu mushroom that we started off Ali Shore with, if a person doesn't get out of bed, he's not going to have a lulu. Right? Say a million different lumbus, and you can all help with lulu al burio. You can lie in bed in the mission root with the pictures. You don't have a lulu. Because that a person understands. So that a person knows that if he doesn't get out of bed, he's not going to have a lulu. That's why apples are much easier to touch. Well, the Chayra, Tanugi HaGuf, pleasures of the body, a person doesn't see outright. Why is the Stira Tavar Hashem? Why can't I have my lulav and have a fancy car? Why can't I have my lulav and have a fancy suit? Why can't I have my lulav and have four slices of pizza? Why not? I went down. Where's that a Stira Tavar Hashem? That a person doesn't see blankly, clearly, why that's their spirit of Eretz Hashem. So what's talking about the problem? Ulam, the answer is, HaTayra Mashachas Eisonu Otoich Oilam Ruchami. Tayra brings us, draws us into a Ruchanistic world. The Ainza Oisav Shal Yediyois Oishitas Mashavah. It's not just a collection of information or drachim and thinking. Ela Oilam Mamash, it's a world. Mitzias Ruchnius, it's a Mitzias of Ruchnius. Leipachas Chas Vasholim and Mitzias Oilam Agashmi. Everyone understands Oilam Agashmi. There's a Mitzias to it, there's a physical world, there's a Mitzias with a Seder. Oilam Ruchnius is a Mitzias, there's a world of Ruchnius. Together, Lahanful Oyave Yesh. Voyachatem Amali. Yesh means that there's something there. Oilam Ruchnius Shal Torah Vikedusha, the spiritual world of Torah and Kedusha, in a near lion is not seen. So it's very big, we're talking about a world. If you look carefully through Rabbi Yerucham on Chumash, through all the Chumash of Chumash Torah, the slogan and the message behind the whole Sefer is this message, that there's a whole Ruchniyistic world with a ganze world, with a ganze Bria, with a ganze Olam, with a ganze Mahalat that we don't see. Achik Voisov Neidol on Pi Chazal, but we know that it exists, its footsteps are known to us from Chazal, Ubalachtenu Vikvaseil, if we follow these footsteps, Nagila, we're going to get to it. What is this world? Bishas Pitri Rosh Hashanah Rebbe, says the Gemara, when the Halu the Rebbe HaKadosh died, Zokov Eser Es Voisov Lamala, he picked up his 10 fingers, he raised them to Shemayim, this is when he was dying. So Omar and he said, Golu Viyadua Lufanefa. You should know that I haven't taken from this world not only with this finger. You all know that Reina HaKadosh was a Nasi, says in the Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and the Ninis, the Yorodim HaAleim, he had the fanciest Gashmias, Lodim HaSakayis, Lodim HaSakayis, says Rashi. He didn't live in a Beis Yisrael, some little shack. He was a Nasi of Klai Yisrael. He lived rich and fancy, with the best food, with the best macholim. Obviously, he wasn't there enough. He had no stack of kutzachah. Why did he find it so important at the time of Pitri Rosh to say this? Explains Dafka Bezeh, Dafka with this statement, Choshev Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Heiliger Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Yehuda Nasi thought, Likonez El Eilam Elyon, that's his ticket into the upper world, the Eilam Haba. Why? Why is that the ticket of the Heiliger Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Yehuda Nasi to get into the Eilam Haba? Sheshomer Al Chush HaAnav, he protected, he watched his pleasure, his chush, his sense of pleasure, chush means sense, while Yitop is the Meshicha Acharei HaMelsekot, every person has a sense of pleasure, he watched his sense of pleasure, his sensual pleasure, that it shouldn't be used for physical pleasure, Ki Yim Chush HaNav Megushim, because if the sense of pleasure becomes Megushim Dich, Eich Ubameh Yikabel Noyam Zive Elyon, how are you going to be able to get pleasure and joy from the Shechina? This anegal Hashem, have joy from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ulahanos v'dir shchinasa, b'silas Hashem, v'lay rak noyam Hashem. Not only pleasure from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ala gam noyam ziv Torah hakadosh b'olam hazeh, the geshmak of Torah ein enu masig b'mechush hanon nitvas b'tanugim gufnim. If our sense of pleasure is latches onto tanugim gufnim, the physical pleasures, then he can't get a geshmak out of Torah. Why? After all, the follow of different Torah, she comes with Torah Meyasra, the Gemara just plays into this. Until a person should daven that Torah should go in, his follow al-Khila Mishdiya Shalom comes with Torah Meyasra. I want to explain this piece of it. There's a misconception, I think, today in most Yeshiva Bachur. If you ask Yeshiva Bachur today, I think it's a misconception. It could be I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, then you're way ahead of me. Everybody knows that Eilam Haza is straight. Kashmir is no good. But why? Yes, the bond is good straight. That's how it is in Shadow, we don't know. It's straight. Why are you not looking in the street? Why are you not supposed to look in? What's the reason? Because it's straight. And if you do it, you're bad. And if you do it, you have a guilt trip. If you have a guilt trip, you're depressed. And if you're depressed, you don't come to the Seder. And the only thing is that you have a Soros Rabbim Chatzin Chom. Everybody else is depressed. Everybody else is on a guilt trip. And everyone's so bad. What's wrong with all this? All of it. Kedusha, Tara, Shemir Zainayim, eating way too much. What's wrong with it? So there's a misconception. The answer is right there. It's filling the muscle. It's a very low level muscle, but then it's a mitzvah. Stel zich voor, the Shiva would make a bed in my own camp. Right? Imagine. What?
Yeah.
We're thinking about it. The dialogue that came up for a reason. Let's say, make a camp. So, you have to make a camp, you have to make entertainment, right? What are you going to do at night? Burn all day? Guess we'll post no lighting here in Israel. At night? What's going to do at night? So they decide they're going to bring a special treat to the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra. What's it? And they're going to play two pieces from Tchaikovsky, two Mozarts. Mozart, is a Z. I'm a yeshiva shah. I never got a clue what it is. Mozart, what is it? Heimachine. I'm a piece on Beethoven. baseball
team.
You know. The hand with something, you know. Yeah. Why won't Eilam enjoy it, by the way? Everybody understands that there's a gewaltige chokhma in classical music. There's a big teeth crack here. Gewaltige chokhma, there's a piece of math there, and there's a piece of what do you call it there. That's what they say. Why don't we appreciate it? And them is it's a different league than the type of music that you listen to it, it mamish gives you a headache. It's not, it doesn't sound like a niggin, it sounds like a drill. And it doesn't make a difference which classical music you hear, they all sound the same. Maskin? All sound the same, loud, noisy, no, you can't follow a niggin. You can't take it off the Shabbos, they were gone. Oh, and all day, and all the chachmei ha'olam. The chachmei ha'olam say that it's gewaltige chachmei, there's books written on it, there's tik v'zachin and the patterns. There's big zachin there. You know, it's not stam there, like. Teretz Posh. We, Nebuch, we grew up on Shwaki M3, right? And that's what you have a town for. Look, if you go on a Shwaki M3 and you put a guy into a concert of symphony, so not that it doesn't enjoy torture. Because they have a town in. That's it. Obviously, Ilum Habas is the Israel Philharmonic. And they play classical music there. And it's very typical. And it's Kabbalah Gechokhma. A broken Yiddur. The guy comes in, the guy says, you know something? There's no sushi here. There's no cholent here. There's no kugel here. What? There's no schnitzel here. So they say, as of ever, you have a tam in schnitzels. That's how your Elam Habba looks. You know there's a famous joke in yeshivas. Everybody knows that they say that Elam Habba is a base medrash. It's Gehenim. No, Gehenim. Not two separate places. Gehenim, I got eight other places. There's one place. It's a base medrash. They put you there, they give you a shtender, give you a baba kama, and in Shalayim they say, they give you a cigarette, yeah? And they say, this is it. For some people it's Ganeden, some people it's Gehenna. The mohus of Olam Haba is pure ruchniyistic thing, it's classical music. If you don't have a time in it, it's torture. The reason why Gashmius, the person was created for pleasure. What does Mitzvot Hashem say? Vihine. Chazal taught us that a person will never ever design a Gal Hashem. A person came just pure pleasure. I mean, in the Matorah of the Bria, because we don't want to do Mahanos. Why? It's not our business. So the whole Matorah and the Tachlos of the Bria is pleasure, and a person has huge pleasure kalim, tools. We saw in the previous section that the most powerful thing that runs a person, when we talk about Bechira at Lent, there's man. When it comes at the end of the day, the thing that we decide on is pleasure versus pain. That's the deciding factor in all our decisions, the pleasure factor. It's not Staman Agav B'Gazach, because it's the most powerful tool that we have. That's the Mator of the Bria. If a person takes these tools of pleasure and he uses it to blow things, so all he has is a time in this day. When you can get to Elam Abba, they're going to try to offer you something very sophisticated, something very spiritual, something very able, something very high. You don't have a time in it. It was down in Svar Makadoshim that every time Vaisal got into trouble in the Midbar, what was the first thing they complained about? The food. Man. Put down the Svar Makadoshim that the reason was because the man was a ruchniyistik food. It didn't give them the same gishmak that a Pesach Bita gave. And the minute they dropped, they had no time in it. They lost their time in it. They lost their time in ruchniyistik gazachim. And the person they complained about, there's nothing to eat. And the person, what's the tool about the man? Built the man, built the man, that man, what's going on over here? That doesn't involve around food. It's a litmus test. But they lost their time in ruchniyistik food. The man was Lechem Abirim, says in the Chazal that it was Malachi Asharis, whatever, without going into the process of the Zach, of how it was Nizgashim, it was the Dvar Hashem that was Nizgashim, but it was Ruchanizik Michael, at the end of the day, after everything turned out that it had all the tastes. You say this? Oh, but it was Ruchanizik Michael at the end of the day. And the second they slipped from it, and they got a Tam in Gashmi, they didn't have a Tam in Ruchanizik anymore. So, if you ask me, is there anything wrong with Gashmi? There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Just loss of office, you're going to be sitting by Shwaki. Kipshut and Mamish. There's nothing wrong. That means if you're walking down the street and you're looking at something that you shouldn't be looking at. The pshat is that you're teaching and training your eyes to get hanor from gashmius. Say that, it's fine, but you can't expect those eyes to get hanor from ruchnius. They don't have a time in it. It doesn't enjoy it. And as much as a person trains himself to use his hanodic tools to get pleasure from ruchnius, is when he comes to Ilam Haba, he comes with well-developed ruchnius of pleasure tools from which he can be nana mizim hashchina. It's a different existence. That means, kifur gazak, every person in his natural state was created with the ability to be nana mizim hashchina. That's the difference between this and classical music. Classical music, you have to get a tam for. Nana mizim hashchina, you're created with. That a person was created with that kalim to get, that's your natural state. You can ruin your natural state. Right? If you listen to enough narishkeit and you watch enough narishkeit, so your kalim get dulled. And the powerful pleasure tools, a person who was given and was born with the tools and the kalim and the cutting knives to be nana from a kodesh baruch hu. That our natural state is to be nana from ruchnius. When we go after gashmius, it's not the fact that it's a guilt trip and you did something bad. The word is the ikur pgam is that you're taking kalim which are fundamentally ruchnius, which have the yicholus to be nana from ruchnius, and you're training them into something else. So when it comes to ilam haba, you're not gonna have a gashmak. V'loyrak v'toyra l'gam betfilos. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, quote, Tzorach shi'idin enav l'malo, when a person davens, he should put his eyes up. L'emir, she'yachshev v'libo yitu o'imid b'shamayim, v'yosem v'libo kol tanuga elam hazeh. He should remove from his heart all pleasures of elam hazeh. L'chol anol sa'guf. Ke'en sh'omor ha'kadmoyim. K'shetir tzuzul palo, when you want to daven, sh'oit guf kol me'al nishmosko. Take off your body. Gam tfilos. K'nisi l'tech o'ilam arufni, sh'al kudush al yoyne. The hakovo, and somebody who's chained down, the she'ifa, with ambitions, hanot el madef, for worldly pleasures, lo yukol is alos hacham. You can't go up there. The Baal Musa say always that if you want to know how your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how you're going to look in Eilam Haba, you want to have a clear picture. So look at your Shmoneh Esrei. Look at our Shmoneh Esrei. That's how we look. And if it's jumpy, and it's hard for us to concentrate. The reason why it's hard for us to concentrate is because we're being pulled. Why don't we have a time when we get davening, by the way? I want to hear from Elvin Gobel. Why is davening for sure the hardest thing to do? It's harder than learning, it's harder than doing it, it's harder than why? That's the oimik. And the oimik is connected to what we spoke about today. Why is davening so hard? The hardest thing to ask question about it. You know, I have to take a poll. Why is it so hard? Because davening, as opposed to everything else we do, is cooler with me. It's you and Chaz Rochel. When you're learning a piece of Gemara, is your intellect involved? Also the Etzem Gemara itself is talking about Gashmi, so you can relate to it. You do a mitzvah, kosh game, rule of Esri, you take it, hold it. Feel is kulei ruchnius. I'm telling you, Pashat, Dover Emes, the reason why we have such a hard time davening is because feel is kulei ruchnius, and we don't have a time in ruchnius. We have a time in Gashmi. So the more Gashmi that's involved in what we do, whether it's learning, or whether it's mitzvahs, so we have a time in. I'm talking about pleasure. If we take for granted that everything that we do is motivated by pleasure, and that's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created us that way, so things which don't give us pleasure, we don't have a gishmak in doing. And that brings me back to what we talk about in Aspos, about the way we daven, that we daven like banging our heads against the wall. It's all because we don't have a gishmak in it. We have a gishmak in it. We don't have to squint our eyes so much and roll up our faces and bend over backwards and upside down. That doesn't look like you're enjoying it. Right? That's how I can see a guy. I don't know if anybody eat ice cream, shuffling back and forth, banging the head against the wall, jumping up and down, closing their eyes tight, opening, closing. I never saw anybody eat ice cream like that. It's because they're calm, they're chilled out, they're enjoying it. But the davening is torture. And the more a person only has a tam in gashmius, he can't have a tam in davening. And the more a person sharpens his ruchniyistika skills and his ruchniyistika tools to appreciate ruchniyist, and I'm telling you again, it's a natural state that a person is, right away a person will see an improvement in his davening. Right away. As usual, when we get to these dangerous problems, I have to always remind you that we're not talking about extremes. Don't all of a sudden, tomorrow morning, wipe out everything. Yeah, everything. You hear that, Wolf? No extremism. What? For the simple reason, what? You're not doing it? Wait, hey, no cosmic music to say that. There's no need to wipe out everything. Why, simply? Because it's physically not possible. Something gets a nervous breakdown. And I'm booked tomorrow afternoon for all this afternoon already. So I'm pleading with you not to make it all in one shot. This is a step-by-step thing. This is not a practical manual, this parak, by the way. The Sefer is not a practical manual. The Sefer is a map. The Sefer is a map of where a person is supposed to go and what you're supposed to do. There's no question about it. That a person has to, well, a person wants to be misakin the Yisoy Damayim, which is the Makor of all Tivus, then a person has to fix this. Because there is that big concept coming up. And you want to get into it. But it's a process of years. Over a period of years, and tens of years, a person can slowly and slowly and slowly attach himself and get an appreciation for Ruchnius by not investing his whole life in his Gashmius. Okay, by the way, there's a big teeth cut here which I don't want to go into now because it's late. Rabbeinu HaKadosh doesn't say they didn't eat, by the way. He had a very fancy house. And the stomach Chazal say that on his table were all the exotic fruits of all seasons. The stomach wasn't Baltash, they didn't throw it out. The stomach took a bite. And that's a very deep zach, and zach means a lot of avoida and a lot of discussion and a lot of chokhmah and a lot of pikhus and a lot of siyata d'shmaya. And I'll end up with one optimistic part. It says in the Svar Makadoshim, what's like the big simcha? My simcha is based on Shoyim. It's all the simcha. Nobody really knows, right? So it's put down in Svar Makadoshim that without mayim is the yisoy of taivus, as we're going to see at length here. So when they take the mayim and they pour it on the mizbeach, and when a person takes his sense of pleasure and his makdish, there's no bigger simcha than that.